heard me talk about FIRST Robotics. If you watched KUSI last week and this morning, bright and early, I had them on TV. They got their project yesterday. It was a grand opening. We have got Frank Ho on the line, David Bergeron, and Sandy Hodges, who refuses to talk. Siggy should be calling in, but I don't think she knows how to use a phone, so she'll have somebody help her with that. But it's all good, and you know, I'm so excited. The next 6 weeks are really the challenge, and let's have Dave talk to us a little bit about it. Dave Bergeron, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
And, you know, really, it was so funny because I had you on KUSI this morning. So I asked one of the people, I go, okay, so you start on the robot, what, Monday? No, we've already started. We've already got the plans laid out. Because, Dave, you and I, 6 weeks seems like a lifetime. But for what they've got to do, it's like a nanosecond.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It's an impossible challenge. And that's probably what FIRST does. It really pushes and challenges kids to take themselves to the limit, you know, really, and have a sense of accomplishment when they finish something in such a short time and such an amazing piece of equipment, and it's all part of what FIRST is about.
Yeah, and those maniacs wherever they are that come up with these goofy ideas, a frisbee, you're gonna make a robot throw a frisbee? Is that what you're telling me?
You got it. The game this year is called Ultimate Ascent, and it's a sort of a fusion of Ultimate Frisbee / Frisbee Golf / Robot Climber, so climbing these pyramid towers in the middle of the field at the end of the game.
So you're actually, not only are you going to ask these children of our families to not only make a robot that can throw a Frisbee, but go up a hill too?
You got it.
God. Somebody must have been tormented when they were a child. That's all I can think of. But you know what? The kids, I would have loved to have been there, but unfortunately I was working. But I bet the kids were just, you know, they didn't seem defeated or let down. They were so excited. I mean, they couldn't wait to get at it.
Now, these kids have been waiting for a new game since the end of last season, last April. And, you know, they've been counting the days to find out what the new game is, what the new challenge is going to be for them. And, you know, it's really what these kids, you know, I feel like some of them come to school for.
Well, you know, and really, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, when I was in school, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot that got me all excited, you know what I'm saying?
No.
But I got to tell you this, and I think the thing that's so great about it, and we also have Siggy on the line, and Siggy has been one of my major supporters, and she's helped me along because she's been able to come up with the funding through her company so that we can actually go down and we interview every single child that wants to be interviewed. At the actual competition at the Valley View Casino Arena down there by in Rosecrans area, and we can't thank her enough and the companies that she has, and it's so funny too because she doesn't let anybody go. Wherever she works, she gets money, and I love it because it's all about giving back to the whole program. And we really, Dave, you've been doing this what, 9 years, so you've seen this thing go from almost its infancy to really something huge.
Yeah, it really has just tremendously grown over the years. And you know, when I started in San Diego, the team 9 years ago, I think we had four or five teams in San Diego County, and we're up to about 34 teams now in total, just in San Diego County. And we have about over 2,500 teams this year registered for around the world, really. So there's you know, some 50,000 kids that are involved in this program.
Well, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, we talk about the program. We talk about how great it is. The kids have a good time. They learn to work with other children, up to 20, 30 people at a time. They learn to love pizza. They learn to love not to be able to sleep. They learn camaraderie. But what we never really talk about is they have to pay for this. This is not free. It's not, I mean, Dave, you're a great guy, but I've seen your checkbook. Okay, there's no way. So these guys actually have to go out and find the funds to be able to compete. And I think that's where a lot of people may not be aware of how important that is.
Yeah, there's so many ways for everybody to get involved in this program. It's about the kids, but, you know, it really is about pulling in, you know, companies from local, national companies, mm-hmm. you know, individuals come in and mentor teams, as well as help fund these teams. You know, as many people know, the school district budgets are tight, to say the least, and we don't have a lot of extra funds to to make these teams happen, a lot of which happen extracurricular and outside of the normal school day. So, you know, these teams rely heavily on sponsorship from companies, from private donors, from foundations. And, you know, there's a tremendous amount of ways to get involved, whether it's going in and helping out a team or, you know, if your company says, hey, we want to, this is something that we need to get behind and support. Because really, you know, if you look at these kids, you know, we're doing it for the kids, we're doing it sort of selfishly, right? Because these kids are our future, future workforce. They're, right. I mean, they're everything there.
And you know, and I, maybe because I'm old, but I, you know, it seems to me like in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, you know, the workforce was there. I mean, everybody was were building everything from cars to refrigerators to, you know what? I don't know, the 50s, late 50s, 60s, we kind of 70s, we kind of fell on our face again. You know, I mean, this might just be my interpretation, but this is the way I seen it. And now with FIRST Robotics being one of a major thrust, I think you're starting to see that we're starting to move up, you know, higher than we were in the past in these fields. And because every time, you know, and Siggy, if they won't turn the light on, but when they ever turn her on so she can speak, because, you know, Nick, turn Siggy on, would you? She'd appreciate it. Siggy, are you there?
Good evening.
You know, talk about when we interviewed 5,682 million kids last year. How many of them had never, ever, ever thought about getting into this program, whether it be math or any of the above?
Amen.
I know. And I think that's the blessing of FIRST, because you don't have to have a pocket protector and 13 pins. I mean, you just have to be able to learn. And I think that's what FIRST really has done. It's opened doors and it's educated kids that probably would have never in a million years gone down this path. And it, whether it's, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a marketing road, it's a business road, it's an engineering road, fabrication, teamwork. I mean, it's just all of the above.
Yeah, really. I mean, we're really, you know, teaching these kids and training these kids how to, you know, how to solve problems, how to think critically, how to have those soft skills and those people skills when they come out, you know, and so much of school and education, unfortunately, doesn't prepare students for the real world, you know, and this is a program that really, truly does on so many different facets and different avenues, as you say there.
And what's that new word you guys came up with? Cooperation?
Cooperation, yeah, a combination of cooperating and competition put together there. And really is, you know, these teams really work together, they cooperate together, they share ideas, they support each other with the idea of trying to make everybody be the best they can.
And no doubt, folks, because I can tell you, I've told this story for as many years as I've known these folks, and that's been 08, and that was the team that came out of South America. Our lovely border folks thought it would be more fun to keep their robot than to let them go play with it, so they came to San Diego with no robot because they couldn't get it into the United States of America. And all the other teams said, really? You don't have? Well, here, let's give you some parts and pieces. So they gave, everybody donated all their extra parts and pieces, and I think the South American team came out second or third or something and beat everybody that donated the parts. But, again, it wasn't about the competition. And, Sandy, if you're listening, there's no way I'll ever MC that event. You've got. We've been talking with Dave. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, who's Frank Ho?
Franco is he started as a team member up at Kearney High School, and he's since graduated and is now mentoring the team, and would love to hear his story.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm a mentor at the Kearney Complex. I mentor the FIRST Robotics Team 1572, the Hammerheads.
Mm-hmm.
And, yesterday we just hosted our lovely kickoff, and where over about 20 teams came down and checked out what the kickoff event was and learned to challenge and check out the actual field that we had on there and also pick up the kit of parts.
So what do you think? What do you think of this challenge? Because you've been doing this for how long?
I've been doing this for about 6 years.
Okay. So how do you compare this challenge? The lunacy one is the one that made me gooey. I just never understood that one. I mean, that thing was just crazy. But what do you think of this one? I mean, a Frisbee? Seriously?
Frisbees? Well, at first, like, the engineering part of me said, all right, this doesn't sound too bad. But then you know, as the teacher part, it's like, ooh, are we able to communicate between brain and students,
you
know?
Well, because, from what I remember, and I've been doing this since 08, pretty much most of the tasks were, I considered somewhat, not simple, but I mean, throwing a ring up on a peg or throwing a ball in a hoop, but to throw a frisbee and actually be accurate, I mean, woo, this thing's like, this one could be, in my mind, probably one of the tougher ones.
Yeah, and in fact, it's going to be a little interesting to see how these guys just overcome this type of challenge.
And you only got 6 weeks.
Yeah, we have 6 weeks to get this designed, programmed, and to actually build it. So,
have you got yours designed already? Because I was talking to Dave this morning, Dark 30, and there's a couple of teams that already got their designs, and they're already, busting a move, as they would say.
Oh, well, we actually did a little exercise where it's just having what we want on our robot, what we need on our robot, and what we can build on our robot.
Okay.
And I had to leave early for another meeting, but from what I picked up, we had so many different ideas, and we were just we're effectively, I may say, effectively just narrowing down to the most common idea that we could all agree on.
Right. And that's you bring up a really good point, because it's not all about the computer or the robot. It's more about putting how many people together?
About average 25.
Yeah, and trying to get them. It's like herding cats. You got to get them, and they're young. That's another problem. I mean, maybe old's even worse because they won't budge. Huh, Siggy? But if you're young, your ideas have got to be flying off the hook. I mean, so, and you get to be the mentor. Aren't you lucky? Better you than me.
Good evening, Dave.
Pardon?
Good evening, Dave. It's Siggy.
How you doing, Siggy?
I'm great. Well, I'll tell you, as a PR mentor 5 years ago, I can't believe I'm still here. Because the first kickoff that I ever went to, I was working at the South Bay Power Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And Dinah G, who owned it, said, we will give X amount of dollars, but we want employees to volunteer. And you know how men are at a power plant. Most of them, all they wanted to do after their shift was to go home.
Sure.
So
like most people.
That first kickoff, it was like, okay, I'm in trouble because I don't know anything about any of this. And then someone brought to my attention, I think it was you, that it's not just about building that robot, but it's about marketing the product and getting it to the consumer.
And learning to work with other people, with men, women, because even though they're boys and girls, they're still men and women. And you've got strong personalities, you got weak personalities. And let me ask you this, Frank, if I can, just for a moment. When you guys put a team together, do you even look at personalities, or is it whoever wants to join up is more than welcome and we'll make it work?
Well, at first we usually open up our team just to see like who's interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are going to come in for community service hours and some people are in it for self-interest.
Sure.
But over time, you just start seeing personalities just slip in and people open up. Like I had a student, he was a freshman when I started mentoring, and by the time he graduated, he's already talking to, like, before he was really shy. Now he's able to talk to, people in front of crowds.
Sure.
He's got more of a social life because of this robotics program.
Right.
And someday, hopefully, I'll see him come back and mentor another team,
like
what I do.
And that's really it in a nutshell. Because, I've talked to Siggy about it, and Dave, and Sandy. The only thing I've got to give is air. And television, okay, and a little bit of media mentoring. And I'm not saying that's not a big thing, because it is if you had to pay for it out of your own pocket. But it is what it is. We all have our own gift. And like Dave. Dave has been doing this 9 years and doing a fabulous job. Sandy, my little Christmas elf, who bugged me back in 08. And I think, Frank, you kind of hit it on the head. The personalities will kind of float to the top. Or as the old saying goes, cream rises to the top. And the ones that are truly believe what the program's about and why it's important to them, whether you're in the industry or not. I've told you, I'm about as electrically or mathematically inclined as a walnut, okay? I could absolutely care less. It doesn't make any sense to me. Algebra doesn't make any sense. Don't even try to explain it to me. That's why I've got Frank. So with that being said, well, plus I also came up with the concept, and my wife won't quite grasp it, is that I'm a phone call kind of guy. If I need something done, I'm like a phone call. Okay, it's just that simple.
You're an audio man. You're not a video man.
Exactly. Well, I'm a little bit of video, but I'm just not a hands-on kind of guy. Let's go back to Dave just for a second. One of the things I think, Dave, that we really need to talk about is the mentoring. And one of the students this morning really hit the nail on the head. Because a lot of people out there listening might think, geez, mentoring would be fun, but I don't have anything to give. And that's probably, wouldn't you say, Dave, the farthest thing from the truth?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, so often you know, and you touched on it, you know, just a few minutes ago there when, you know, that these teams aren't just building robots. You know, they're marketing, they're fundraising, they're creating websites, they're doing video production. They're, you know, pretty much, you know, I tell mentors or folks that are interested in getting involved somehow, you know, if you're doing it out in the industry, in the real world somewhere, chances are you can bring those services in and help a team out, because these teams really are small businesses, like we said, you know, and they're everything under the gamut, from engineering to public relations to marketing. And, you know, so the key is, I think, for the folks that see this program and see the impact that it has on our students and our future, you know, say, hey, I want to get involved. And there's always spots for them to help out teams no matter what they're doing. I can pretty much guarantee we can find a spot for them and help out the team.
Yeah.
And can I just interject something here?
Sure.
In 08, when I came in and I met Sandy Hodge, their full throttle team 3059, their motto was in it to share it. Whatever it is that you have, if you're willing to share it with others, it's amazing how synergistically things come together that you just can't imagine would ever come together. And it's just such a power. For me personally, I have a son who is an engineer. His personality is just, not, you know, personal skills are different because he's wired different in his little head. But they never had a program like this for my son. He's 32 years old now, but he's still an engineer. He's worked for Procter & Gamble. And I have seen some of these students just blossom. I have to share this story with you. I was talking to a PR mentor, and a couple of his students, he was working at the time when he was mentoring for Hewlett Packard, and he got laid off, and he has stayed in contact with the students that he mentored. They have come back to him just to reconnect with him, and they have helped him find a position because of the connections that they've made.
Sure.
And there's a payback that you totally don't expect.
Right.
The friendships that you bond, the students that you see just develop. And they are our future workforce of us older people, like you said, Dave.
I'm just telling the truth. Come on.
Well, I know, and it's true. They need to, and this ascend, you know, this ultimate ascend, I think it's brilliant.
No, I think it's mania. No, it's crazy like the other ones. They're all crazy.
We're forcing them to come in at a higher level.
Every year. Every year.
To make this program sustainable.
All right. Hey, Siggy, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Take a breath. You're listening to the You Ought to Know show right here on KCBQ AM 1170. And we're donating it to firstrobotics.org. Get on the computer. Take a look. Donate your time, your money, pizza. Somebody needs to get a hold of that guy. He needs to donate pizza to these kids. They eat more pizza than anybody I've ever seen trying to build a robot. We're going to take a small break. Right, right. We got Dave. Dave, how do you pronounce your last name?
That's Berggren.
All right, Dave. He's in charge of... I'm not going to mess it up. I don't have enough money. No,
yeah.
Dave Bergeron. From First Robotics. And you're what? Are you the head bottle washer over there?
Yeah, something like that.
So you take care of all of this and... And, you know, this has got to be probably one of the best jobs you've ever had, truly.
Yeah, certainly, you know, it's one of those jobs that, you know, on top of teaching takes a tremendous amount of time. But the whole reason why all of us are involved is because we see the impact that it has firsthand on the kids. And
You have another job, too? You have two jobs?
I do. I teach full-time. And, now that I'm a regional director.
Oh, then that's okay. Then I won't invite you for breakfast because you don't have time. And I'm surprised you come to KUSI. Well, of course, it's so early in the morning. But is it not a passionate job? I mean, really. I mean, to see these kids, and again, Siggy and I, we've done it a couple of years in a row, and we've sat there and interviewed these kids, and to look in their faces and see the excitement and the bliss, I guess you could almost say, to a certain degree. And it's just so, it's so refreshing. It's better than taking vitamins, I'm telling you. It's just an amazing experience. And I think San Diego needs to be a little bit more receptive to the program. I mean, and I mean that in districts. Now, how many districts here in San Diego does FIRST really be? Are we involved in every one of them?
In every district, in every county?
Here in San Diego. Because it just seems to me like South Bay won't stop talking, okay? You know, they're always in my face. I don't know what's up. It's that Sandy girl. I don't know. Where's that Sandy girl? She doesn't want to talk.
Sandy and Siggy, Synergy Sisters.
I know. But so there's got to be somebody in North County, right?
Yeah. We have folks in North County, East County, Central San Diego. We have teams all over the place in San Diego County and all the way out to El Centro. And
across the United States. I mean, and all around the world, really. Just for the heck of it, because I want you to earn your 35 cents today, kind of give folks that maybe just tuned in and are not 100% aware, what is FIRST Robotics?
So FIRST Robotics is an acronym, actually. It stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. It was started about 22 years ago by inventor Dean Kamen and a handful of other folks who really saw, you know, our country kind of slipping behind and dropping in the ranks as far as math and science and technology went, and really wanted to get something that was going to get the kids excited about that and get them energized and really get them involved. And that's when they developed the FIRST Robotics program. It started with a few teams in the high school in New Hampshire, like I said, about 22 years ago, and from there it just has built and grown and grown, and we have programs all the way down into kindergarten now. Elementary, middle school. In the middle school, we have a FIRST Lego League program where young kids design and build robots out of Legos and program them. And so really these kids can get involved at a very young age and follow the program all the way through. And, you know, with the idea of sort of stealing from the playbook of sports and getting these sporting type events where kids are competing with robots instead of maybe they're bouncing a ball or something like that.
Well, I got to tell you, as many times as I've been there, that place has been just crazy. I mean, if you could figure out a way to bottle that energy, holy moly. I mean, the place is electric. But and the thing that I can't overemphasize, because when I talk to people about FIRST, the real smart kids. What do you mean real smart kids? What's that got to do with anything? It has nothing to do with being a real smart kid. It just has to do with a kid that wants to get involved. And I don't think you tell me if I'm wrong, Dave, but I've never heard of FIRST asking for a grade point average before you came on the team. Do you guys that?
No, definitely not. I mean, our doors and most, every team's doors are wide open for anybody who wants to get in and get involved. And, you know, so many kids come in and don't know anything about robots. I'm like, oh, I don't know anything. I can't, how can I possibly help out? And, you know, before they know it, they're in there and they're, hooking up wires and, wrenching things down and get involved, and that's what it's about. It's giving that opportunity to be exposed to that because, like it or not, so much of our traditional shop classes and things where kids used to design and build are kind of gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
And, we're starting to see an influx of some engineering programs, but, there's just not enough of that, and this is something that really has opened up to all kids and really makes it available to them.
Yeah. I tell you what, I made a garbage can for my mother in 1958. Black and red. I can see it. I pop riveted it. I cut it. I made it. That was one of my most prized possessions. It didn't do anything. I mean, it didn't start up and throw basketballs at me or anything. But so,
you can build things, Dave. Come on.
But you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It is no different than these kids. Because, when we had you guys on KUSI this morning, the look on their face, you could tell which team owned which robot because the enthusiasm and the excitement of something that they actually built with their hands, and I guarantee you there is nobody at KUSI that would know how the heck to do that stuff other than, Fred would, because Fred's the engineer. But, and I think that's really what it's all about. And I just, I can't you know, thank you guys enough for, well, Dean Kamen probably for one. Hey, hey, well, we can't talk to Sandy because she passed out. But, Ziggy, we need to get Dean Kamen on the line. Oh, Dave can do
all
that.
All right.
Dave,
do,
Dave, you
I'll
know what? I will tell you this, Dave. I
make
can,
that happen.
I can do a midweek interview so he doesn't have to do it in the middle of the night like we're doing it right now.
Okay.
So, Dave, if you want.
He's in New Hampshire, too, so we have a three-hour difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I can do is I usually do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, midday. He can call in. Because I just kind of like to get his perspective, you know, just to have. Plus, that way I can give it to you. And you can put it in your portfolio. Come on, dude. We're going to get some more money for you guys. Come on. We're going to make this thing. Hey, we're going to get you a car. That actually says.
I just want to make this, keep making this possible for these kids. And
well, that's just it. That's it. And but you got to get everybody involved. And you know, and I'm sure as much as hard work as you do, you'll still have people say, really? I didn't even know you guys were out there. And that's fine. Because that just means there's more work for us to do. But, folks, if you're listening and you got a kid, a grandkid in the house taking something apart, he's not supposed to be taken apart, or she's not supposed to be taken apart, or she just has energy she doesn't, get involved with FIRST. I'm telling you. You know, and I think, you know, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's really no school in San Diego County that's not involved in it some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I would say a majority of our schools, we're still, you know, working on getting in every high school.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's a commitment for a school to get involved because you have to have a teacher that's
right.
You know, willing to give us some other extra time. And often, I would say more often than not, these teachers are giving their time out of the kindness of their heart and doing it for the kids.
That's what teachers
extra. They're not getting paid like football coaches and basketball coaches. They're doing it because they believe in the program. They believe what it's doing for the kids.
Trust me, there's basketball coaches and football coaches not getting paid either. They're English teachers during the day. But that, you know, I teach myself. So I totally understand. And it's all, when you teach, it's not you're not teaching to make money. You're teaching to educate and hopefully make a difference in life. And that's what we're doing. But a lot of people don't know that. I mean, if kids are listening, they say, hey, Mom, you know, go to the school. Go to the principal. Say, hey, how come we don't have FIRST Robotics?
Exactly.
Can I interject something here? Now, because a couple of students, people have told me, well, we had one in our schools, and then they dropped it. And can a student from one school sign on with a team in another school?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I can answer that.
Okay, go ahead, Frank.
You can. We have a couple students at, from Claremont High School that are inside my Hammerhead team for a while. They're just checking it out, seeing how we run things, and then when they're able to get ready, they can actually make their own team themselves.
So it's kind of a mentoring system.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then also we open up our metal shop.
That's what I noticed today. You know, we're kind of, you and me, Dave, are kind of intimidated by this frisbee throwing robot pyramid climbing thing. But you know what? A lot of these students have been in it for a long time, and they're gradually ascending their own intellectual level of whatever, and they're ready for it. You and I aren't ready for it, but they're ready for it because they've been slowly progressing up this pyramid of knowledge, if you will.
Well, the thing of it is, too, I think
take on this challenge.
And, Dave, let me go back to this for a second. Now, is Dean Kamen still involved in putting together these yearly, you know, insanity projects?
Yeah, so he doesn't. There's actually a game design committee, and there's folks from all kinds of industry. I mean, there's even a gentleman from Cirque du Soleil that sits on the game design committee.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. So, they're looking at so many different aspects for a game because not only are they trying to make it challenging and fun for the kids, you know, they're trying to make it so that spectators can understand what's going on in the game.
Yeah.
It's exciting for them. And so there's a lot of different things that go into designing a game.
Well, you see, the thing that makes me crazy is you've got people that are designing these games, and what they've basically done is they've set themselves up for a little bit of failure because if they don't come out every year with something as dynamic as they've been able to do for 20-some-odd years, because these kids are not getting dumber, they're getting smarter. So it makes these old guys
really have to think outside the box.
Exactly. So, my gosh, I tell you, I mean, and I'll bet you, correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but tell me that this next year, 2014, is already in the works.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're just about nailing that game down. They'll be working on 2015. So they try to work on a game about a year out, at least, at a minimum. There's so much that goes into it. They have to modify the game, the playing field, you know, which is a very large, about 26 by 52 feet long.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they have to modify the game. They have to get game elements made. They have to...
Hey, we've been talking with the FIRST Robotic Group. And it's been a lot of fun. I've been trying to give them as much radio and television as I possibly could, only because this is such an important program for the children of San Diego County and the world, really, when you come right down to it. Thanks to Dean Kamen and his folks, and Dave Bergeron, terrible. I should just never even do this job. Sandy Hodges, who doesn't want to talk. Siggy, who's definitely quiet. And then Frank, who just hung up again. I don't know why. Oh, we have two Daves on the line. One's locked, one's unlocked. But anyway, we've been sitting here talking about FIRST Robotics. And, Dave, I really want to thank you again for taking time out of your Sunday evening to, you know, try to enlighten the folks, you know, really about what's going on in and around San Diego. And this is such a great program. 22 years old. Nothing but positive has come out of it that I've seen. And more schools and more kids are actually jumping on board. It's just a wonderful thing. Are you there, Dave?
Sorry, I had a little interference there.
Yeah, I know. We got phone calls ringing off the hook. But anyway, we have Dave on the line. He's the executive director of the FIRST Robotics here in San Diego. And where's the future? I mean, are you going into the colleges? Because I know you do grammar school, junior high. Are you going into the colleges at all?
Yeah, FIRST has kind of played around. They ran a pilot program a couple of years ago, but they really decided they wanted to focus on getting these kids.
Yeah,
excited.
That's what I would think too. Yeah, because once you get to that age, if you're an engineering school, you really don't need a project.
Right, right. You've selected a degree or study at that point.
And your teacher's going to give you enough projects to keep you busy that you don't need an extra one. But they can mentor. Okay, but they can always mentor.
To come in and mentor, mentor these students as well. UCSD is real, real big with their engineering department and getting students out with these teams and working with them.
Right, and Frank being one of the mentors himself. Frank, how long have you been mentoring?
6 years.
6 years, and is this?
I've been mentoring about 3 years.
Oh, okay,
I've been doing 6 years as a student. Sorry about that.
Right, no, that's perfectly fine. What have you found? What's the most rewarding thing you found as being a mentor?
Well, to be honest, I think this whole robotics thing is kind of like a cycle. If you look at it from a different aspect, you start off as a student,
mm-hmm.
and you learn from your own mentor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rewarding part is when you give back into the community as mm-hmm. being a mentor yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only being a mentor, but even being part of the community from what you learned from FIRST Robotics, whether it be working with other people, starting a new business, having a job. Because, again, we've said this 100 times, it's not about the robot as much as it's about learning life skills, whether it be in a workforce situation or what have you. But to the mentor back, and what's interesting is nobody's said you had to mentor, did they?
Exactly. This was by choice.
Yep.
I love the program so much that I decided to say, hey, let's go back and actually – give back to the community.
Yeah. Let's make an impact.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, let's make an impact.
Yeah. In fact, people are stopping me and they're saying, hey, you're that guy from that robot thing, right? Yeah. One principal stopped me in the middle of her school, which was Cubberly Elementary, and they said, hey, we don't have a robotics team. Do you want to help out with us? So now I help out with the Lego, the little kids. So
yeah. Let's talk about the Lego just for a moment. I mean, is there electronics involved in the Lego program, or is it just more of build a robot out of Legos and, I don't know, what would you do with it?
It's actually, you start off with a little power brick. It's the command module that has all the computers and stuff, and then there's these little motors that you connect it to there, and then you connect it to, say, you build a limb, an arm, right? You connect that to your motor, and then you teach the kids how to program it so they know the basics. In fact, when I teach the first couple weeks, I try to see if they can master the three basic, simple machines, which is the lever, pulley, and ramp.
Okay.
So they learned that, and then over the course, they start learning programming, and then they get into the competition. And
what age group are we talking about here?
These are third grade through eighth grade.
Third through eighth. Good goodness gracious, I'm in so much trouble. Remind me not to talk to any of those kids. Don't ever put them on TV. I'll be so embarrassed. Because they're way smarter than I am.
Okay, so we have the next Lego competition, make sure that he gets to go out
there.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to go out there. And we got to give
them. Always represent with my team if you like.
Yeah, right. But let's give props to Lego, because, you know, without their participation in this, this would be hard to do.
Yeah, for sure. And these kids are using the Lego robotics platform, Lego Mindstorms, and it's really what makes it kind of easy and fun for these kids to get involved and engaged at an early and young age without having to build these very complex, fully fabricated machines like they're doing in high school.
Right. Hey, and now that we're talking about Lego and we want to thank them for all their support, who else would you like to throw some thanks out to as far as corporate sponsorships for helping you, keep this program going?
Oh, gosh. There are so many companies that help teams, and I wouldn't try to get all of them.
Just go to the website, right?
Yeah, but certainly a big long-time supporter of really all the teams in San Diego is Qualcomm.
Yeah.
They've supported the teams, all of San Diego teams, San Diego County, for the last probably 5 or 6 years, and it's just been a huge support.
Don't forget SAIC, or I will be sleeping out with the dogs tonight. And Cheryl is also an SAIC employees.
Yes, I am.
So I could be in serious trouble if I don't throw that out there. And I think Spay Wars is involved. But there's so many companies out there. And, you know, they're not really looking for the accolades. I just like throwing it out there because, you know, I think it's something they deserve. They don't feel that way. They feel this is something they need to do because, let's face it, they're investing in their future employees. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that, if we don't invest in our own employees, then, you know, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And I got to tell you, FIRST has made such a massive impact, not only on my life, but as far as I'm concerned, San Diego County, because when I do find people that know about it and are involved in it, man, you just got to throw cold water on them. I mean, they just start going crazy. And you're one of them, Dave, and I want to thank you. Thank you again. The only thing is you haven't sent me an email.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Come on.
I know. What is that? Sandy, oh, God, if Sandy was on the line, she'd laugh at you for that. There's no holiday. There's no day off, dude. All right. But that's okay. I sent the radio show to Sandra, so Sandra's going to shoot it to you, so you don't have to worry about it. You need an assistant anyway.
Yeah, I do.
You surely do. Well, hey, I want to thank you very much, Dave, for calling in. And once we get down the road, you know, maybe we'll do a mid, you know, maybe about, you know, 90 days or next weekend, who knows. Do a little update. Maybe we'll highlight some of the teams, see how they're doing on their project. Maybe even give them a break, let them call in and tell them how they're doing, what kind of problems they have. You know, just kind of highlight some of the local teams. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be great, Dave. We really appreciate all your support and everything you do as well.
Yeah, it's my totally my privilege, plus you fill air. I love it. I don't have to work or nothing because you're really good. Dave, thank you very much. You have a good evening. Siggy, thank you. As always, you've just been hugged. She's already passed out. Frank, thank you for everything you do as far as being a mentor.
No problem.
You're the band, buddy. All right. Well, you guys are all have a good evening. Sandra Hodge, who doesn't want to talk to me, you've been hugged as well.